We went up and we did, we raced hornets at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds racetrack, whatever they call that up
there. Speedway?
Yeah, Speedway up in Monroe, right? So the hornets are the four-cylinder cars that typically the youngsters who are getting involved in racing, the teenagers of the world, the young 20s people of the world, it's kind of where they get their start.
Yeah, right? I borrowed a car from a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, you're talking about four-cylinder engines. They still do fly around the oval. It does take skill, but great place to learn your craft.
For sure.
If that's what you're into. So they said, hey, look, we're going to give you guys a car, and you're going to race however many laps you're going to race.
It's only like three or four, and it's not that full oval. It's a shorter track.
Yes, correct.
Right? But in retrospect, doesn't this sound like a bad idea? You guys hop in race cars and go. Cool.
Right, yeah. I remember the guy being like, basically, sign away your life. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, nothing's going to happen. He's like, no. He's you just got to sign it.
Wrong.
Now, you got to remember, the way they do this is it's a race car. So there's only two windows on it, the windshield and the back window.
Yeah.
There's no windows on the side. So we're actually able to, even though we're wearing helmets, we can talk to each other through the windows because it's open air, essentially. So even when we're on the starting line, we can kind of talk crap to each other.
Oh, sure.
Which is pretty fun. Now, I cannot remember.
There's, what do you call it? Not standard, but like stick shifts.
Yeah.
So like, I've driven a stick shift twice in my life. The guy's like, just get it in second and just don't downshift.
Keep it, right.
All right.
So the way they set up the pole is that Ted has got the inside on the pole position. Steve has the outside on the pole position. I am behind Ted in the second row. On the inside.
No. You were in front of me.
Was I in front of you at the beginning? Cause so somehow you passed me then.
I got well.
I've seen Ted on go-karts. He passed you.
I just remember Ben was beside me when I saw the carnage.
All right.
And you two were in front. So
correct, because the point you're getting to is that I put that thing in second and we're cruising around. Now, first, Thrill's going to be my first victim. Right?
Yes.
Like, I'm like, I don't know.
And the bloodiest.
I don't know a ton about racing. I'm going to cut him off. And I'm like, I'm going to take this inside route. So I do. Now, the last thing I remember is passing him. And then you hear this just, like, from the crowd.
Well, you clipped his back left corner of the vehicle.
What did you think the crowd was cheering about or making that sound?
My move.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Now
you're junior, right?
I'm like, you're flying. I am that good.
I think you're natural.
They are awing at my driving skills.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In your Chevy Citation, which I believe it was. It was like a 92 Chevy Citation.
Right. So when I pull up, you and Ben now are at the start stop line.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I have no idea. I have not looked back. I passed Thrill. The crowd loved it. And I pull up.
They loved it.
Miles goes, I think you just killed Thrill.
Yes. Because here's what I see. All right. So as I watch Ted pull it on the inside, right? I see Steve just, and keep in mind, one other side note to this is that later on that evening,
all right, so maybe I was afraid.
They have what they call the rollover competition.
They suck.
Where they put one ramp up for one wheel and you hit it. And you try to roll your car as many times as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say the record was like four or five rolls.
I want to say that night it was either 2.5 or 3.5.
Whatever the record
was,
it was ridiculous. I mean, as far as like, wow, that's you're rolling that car a lot. And I look over, and Steve's car has already rolled 3 times when I see it. Thoom, 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 thoom. It was like it was in a blender.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like you flushed the toilet with a car in it. It was just rolling, rolling, rolling. Boom. Now it hits the tire wall.
Uh-huh.
All right? Tires go flying. Then the next thing I see is glass flying. The car is now upside down.
Yep.
I don't know if the car is on fire or if the car is smoking. At this point in time now, I am on the backstretch of the track. I am able to look out my left-hand window and see the crowd. The crowd is all standing up, Mike. And most of the people are like this.
With their hands over their mouth, with both hands over their mouth, standing up, worried to death.
What you're saying is I know how to put on a show.
Yes. So I Ben's on my side because now the caution flag's out. And I go, Ben, Steve's dead. I said, hey. And then the next thing we see when we get through the start line is this dude frantically with a yellow flag. He's waving this yellow flag. Next thing I know, he reaches into his pocket. Now red's coming out with a yellow.
Yeah,
and
stop.
He's crossing everything. Like, you know, not only is this caution, this is over. This is
and
over.
Like, I'm telling you, over. My adrenaline dump is huge. The crowd loves it.
The crowd
I'm the man.
Loves it. They love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually loved it. I think they were terrified of what the outcome was.
I was.
Correct. From my point of view in my car, awesome. In my head, I'm the man. Crowd loves it.
I did not hear the crowd at all. I do remember, I feel Ted's car hit mine, all right? And as my memory goes, and it is weird how much time slows down, because according to everyone who witnessed it from the outside, like, this is a pretty quick and violent thing.
Oh, it and was. To me, it was both of those.
What's the song?
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it feels in there, because the car gets clipped. Then there's a moment where you go like, I have lost control of this vehicle.
What is that called? Like March of the Butterflies?
Something like that. But honestly, you could have played that for the amount of time that my mind is processing what's going on. All right. So I remember Ted clipping me. The next thing I remember was just seeing the tire wall. And I'm like, you are going to hit this. And I was correct. Then I know the car went up in the air, but I remember it turned upside down. Now, in my mind, it only turned upside down once. So a half turn. Apparently, that is very untrue, but I remember when the car went upside down, my thought was, you've got to effing be kidding me. Either I'm going to die, or this is going to hurt really bad, because of my thought, you're going to land on your head, right? But these thoughts are going through your head, and it's strange, because you're not panicked. You're in this moment where kind of it just is what it is, and your deep, or at least my deep concern was, please don't hurt like a bitch. Like, I know I'm upside down. I remember a sound, which is probably the car landing. And I do remember just watching the windshield just blow the F out of this thing like somebody threw a grenade in the car. And I was kind of amazed at that. Like, holy S. Then all the sound stops.
And now the car's upside down.
But you're in that safety harness, which again, to my dying day, I would say do not race a car if you do not have that safety harness. It makes a difference. But I'm just kind of hanging upside down.
I think her dad had just installed
it. He had just installed it. He did. He pointed out.
He did a lot.
And I'm hanging upside down. And I remember I screamed a big, whoa, because I'm alive. I realize I am not injured. Yeah, the car is upside down, but whatever. That is material stuff. I'm still here. But I look down, and all the broken glass, well, half of it anyway, seems like it's directly under me in the car. Fire department shows up. I just see all these feet running. It is weird. When you're upside down, your view is from the knees down, right? So I just see all these feet running toward me. I realize it's the local fire department or whoever it is I have on site. And this guy drops down, and he's super panicked. Like, are you all right? I'm like, dude, I'm fine. And keep in mind, my adrenaline's going like, you survived whatever the hell this was. It's all good. So I'm like, man, I'm fine. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, bro, nothing hurts. I know I'm full of adrenaline. Maybe it hurts later, but I'm telling you, I'm not damaged, right? And he goes, okay, now listen, very slowly, I need you to unbuckle. And I was like, yeah, man, I don't want to do that. He's like, sir, we have to get you out of the car. I'm like, no, I know that. But, like, can you flip it over while I'm still in it? He's like, no. I said, look, there's all this broken glass directly below me. So, like, I'm not hurt, but it's a drop. And the drop's maybe 6 inches, a foot, but it doesn't matter. My full body weight is going to crash into broken glass. In the end, you have to unbuckle. And sure enough, it's the smallest drop. And it's just, Jesus Christ. And they kind of yank you out of there. And the guy says, are you sure you're okay? I say, yeah. Now, keep in mind, I have not seen the crowd yet, so I don't realize that everyone's really freaked out. And he says, just do me a favor and wave at the crowd so they know you're all right.
You put your fist up.
Well, my perspective of where I was entirely different. Like, I thought I landed a certain way, but I was facing a different direction, so I raised my hand up. There's literally no one in front of me. I do a 180. I'm like, oh, there they are. Like, hey. And then, Ted, there was another cool crowd cheer, and I know that was for me.
Right. Yeah. It turns out they both were for you.
And that, yes. Yes. And that kept, and like that, but they kept checking, and then I think, Miles, was it you who called my wife?
Like, oh, probably.
Something like that.
I just thought you were dead.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the message
we hadn't been here that long, so I was just like, wow, okay, that ended fast. But there is a caveat to this, honest to God.
Hang on, the other part of this is that once they restart the race, again, I get it into second, I can't slow down. So my car is just going faster because I can't downshift. Same thing, I get behind Miles, barely... Give him a little love tap. He spins out.
What is with you, man?
Oh, Rubbing is racing.
I understand. It's a movie line. May the
force
be with you.
This is not Talladega Nights.
It was Days of Thunder. This is all I know about NASCAR and racing at this point.
You so just got corrected.
Yeah. Right. So then when the race ends, I'm like cheering in that car. Like, I won this thing.
Yes.
I'm the man. And the guy's like, you got black flagged. And I'm like, what does that mean? He goes, you're DQ'd. You wrecked two of the other cars.
Right, right. Yes.
And I was like, is that racing? He's like, no. No. I just like walked away from my car. He seemed disgusted with me.
Okay.
And I will say, we go-karted with the morning show at the Dumb Olympics, right, last summer. Even then, because Taryn, no offense to Taryn Daly, kind of in the effing way. And I know Ted's coming up on my backside, and then, but I want to cut him off a little bit. We're trying to get inside of Taryn.
Well, go-kart racing is a little bit different.
I know, but we still want to get inside, and we're still trying not to make contact as best we can.
Yeah.
And I want to say she finally made this one wide turn. Ted and I both sprinted through the inside, and then Ted comes up on my right side on the outside and still goes by me.
Yeah.
So, but Jesus Christ,
here's
man.
One thing you need to know. Here's one thing, and I can tell you this from dad experience, right? Now, if I had a son, my son's racing in this race, I will get the car ready. The car will be, as far as I know, as fast as it can possibly be if I know what I'm doing. But it's going to be, the point of the matter is that we got to, like the Pinewood Derby,
yeah.
We got to get this thing moving as quickly as possible. Now,
yeah.
The difference with Steve on this one was the fact that this was this guy's daughter. And so he reinforced not only the harnesses, the roll cage
yeah.
he had just put in.
Massive.
All of the things for safety because it's his daughter.
If it had been a son, I'd be
son.
Dead.
That is correct.
Because no
as a dad, I know for a fact, if that's my daughter racing, we're going to have all the safety precautions in this car. If that's my son, walk it off. You know, kind of mentality.
Full throttle, brother.
Exactly. You know, shake it off, kid. But that, I swear to God, that, I believe that truly did save you from,
yes!
from
I do too.
A worse scenario.
I 100% and believe that.
Believe it or not, man, I saw five rolls. So five rolls within like 3 seconds.
I know that I beat the guy that correct. Won the rollover contest.
Yes, exactly. So not even trying. He won the rollover competition.
I'm also a natural, Ted.
I'm the Max Verstappen of this show. it's the way I race, Mike.
Okay. He's not wrong.
So our question, what is the last thing that happened before the crash?